with CDC guidelines stating that vaccinated people can gather indoors safely without masks, it was not specific on how this was to be applied in the workplace. David Barron, labor and employment attorney at Cozen O'Connor, is here to discuss the legal and practical issues surrounding mask mandates. David, what should we know?
Well, it's only one piece of the puzzle, so we're waiting to see what OSHA has to say. OSHA has been working on an emergency temporary standard now for a couple of months, and it seems like they're a little late to the game, but that is supposedly sitting at the White House. So we'll see what OSHA, if OSHA agrees, then at least we have the federal government on the same page. So that's the big open question. Then obviously we have state and local mandates. So I'm in Texas, we have no mask mandate, but New York has said they're going to continue theirs. So, you know, you have to make sure that you address, you know, all of the different regulatory requirements, not just the CDC.
Right. All right. So let's say the CDC, as it has, says no masks required if you're fully vaccinated. What if OSHA climbs on board? Even as a business, you can still say you want your employees to wear masks, right? Or perhaps customers, if you want to go that route.
Correct. Yeah. And many retailers, especially, jobs with customer facing positions, I suspect will keep masks for, maybe quite some time. I mean, I don't know, perhaps even permanently. There may be business reasons, competitive advantages, customer comfort levels in dealing with a person in an environment like that where they're masked. Businesses get to decide, what the dress code is and what the safety policies are. As long as they're meeting the baseline, they can always, go above that.
Yeah. You referenced competitive advantage. I guess if you're a restaurant insisting your servers, for example, wear masks and others around you are not, you could lose people.
Yeah. I mean, it's an interesting deal because there's people on both sides, right? I mean, there's sort of this battle amongst management in a business of is it better or worse to have, to take a position on this issue. Should we mandate for our employees or not, even if we don't have to? So it's really an interesting question, and some of it's driven by geography and, red state, blue state stuff.
We're speaking with David Barron, labor and employment attorney with Cozen O'Connor. We're talking about how employers might embrace the news that the CDC is now allowing for people who are fully vaccinated to avoid masks indoors and outdoors. What if the employer says, hey, free to do as you want, no mask requirement here, but an employee insists that he wear a mask or she? There's nothing wrong with that, I guess, right? Or can you tell an employee, don't wear a mask here?
Right. So obviously employees have the ability to ask for reasonable accommodations. So many employees are going to have medical reasons why they may want to continue to wear a mask. I suspect what will happen is most employers will not have a no masks allowed policy. They'll simply move over to a optional mask policy where employees will have the ability to choose. It won't be mandated, but they'll still have the ability to choose to wear a mask. I suspect that's where most workplaces will head.
Confusion and debates, I presume, will reign for months, right? As employee or employer rules clash with state and local rules versus CDC guidelines.
Yeah, I anticipate that most employers will probably kind of maintain the status quo for at least a little while to see how it all shakes out with OSHA and some of the local, regulatory agencies, just to make sure everybody's on the same page. I think the other issue is, again, the CDC's guidance is for vaccinated persons. Most workplaces aren't, completely 100% vaccinated. So it creates some enforcement issues if you have a policy that says if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a facial covering, but if you're not, you do, because managers, for example, may not know who's vaccinated and who's not. So, even if HR knows, HR is not running around being the mask police. So it just creates some practical enforcement issues if you have a different policy for your employees based on who's vaccinated.
All right. So what are best practices at this point, David?
I think best practices would be to wait and see what OSHA says. Again, just because the CDC says something doesn't mean that that's necessarily going to be what governs in the workplace. We have to make sure that it lines up with other federal agencies like OSHA and then also state and local. So I think the simple answer is stay tuned and let's make sure everybody gets on the same page before, materially changing policies. And then I think the issue is going to be, again, the next step for many employers will probably be towards a mask optional policy. And then we have to look at again, enforcement issues. You know, do you really want to have a different rule for different status of employees, whether they've been vaccinated or not? Many employers may not want to do that. So, you know, maybe you want to wait till the vaccination numbers get a little higher. So those are all considerations, I think, that employers will be looking at.
Thanks, David. David Barron, labor and employment attorney at Cozen O'Connor.